Some of the rewards mentioned for sending durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are as follows. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends blessings upon the reader. Two, the malaika sends blessing upon him. Three, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself sends blessings. Four, the reader, the reciter's sins are forgiven, deeds are cleansed. Six, his status is increased. Seven, the reader's good deeds will weigh heavily on the scale on the day of Qiyamah. Eight, he will be saved from difficulty. Nine, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be a witness for him on the day of Qiyamah. 10, he will receive the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 11, he will attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will descend upon the reciter. 13, he will be saved from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 14, he will enjoy the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah. 15, he will be blessed with the honor of being present at the Hawd al-Kawthar, at the pond of Kawthar. 16, he will be protected from thirst on the day of Qiyamah. 17, he will be freed from the fire of Jahannam. And 18, he will see his abode in Jannah before his demise, before his death. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of being regular in sending durood and salawat on Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all of these rewards and much, much more for sending durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.